What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Ike motherfucking Bonnie. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
How's it going, my man?
How's your Thanksgiving? It was really good. Really good. Some good football games. How's your guys' Thanksgiving?
Good.
I had the unorthodox ribs for Thanksgiving, so it was delicious.
That is pretty fantastic. I deep fried a turkey myself. Pretty happy with how it turned out. I mean, it honestly wasn't the best turkey ever, but it was pretty solid. Man, I'm still struggling to get over that soccer game today. I'm not going to act like I'm a big soccer fan, but I do like the World Cup, and USA was close to a big time upset.
Yeah, I mean, it was big-time upset alert for England, but, I mean, you're happy with the draw. It's just now you're forced to win against Iran coming up. But, I mean, let's be honest, this isn't a football podcast. This is a football podcast.
It is a football podcast, man. Come on.
But, not football.
How are your guys' fantasy teams looking after yesterday's games?
I didn't have many people play yesterday, surprisingly.
I had Justin Jefferson and Dalton Schultz. They did pretty good. If you guys didn't see it, Justin Jefferson is him. He is him, guys. And then Dalton Schultz managed to get in the end zone 2 times out of 4 receptions. So that's always good for the wasteland tight end position. But how about you, Dylan?
Sitting okay. I had Zach in a few spots, CeeDee Lamb in a few spots, which turned out being all right after a rough start from Dak again. But yeah, that's sitting all right. But without further ado, guys, let's jump into things. Just a friendly reminder, please hit that like button. Please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. We appreciate it. And then head on over to fantasysixpack.net/plans and check out our memberships over there as we head into the fantasy playoffs. And it's coming up quick already. I can't believe that the fantasy playoffs are almost here already. The season's almost gone.
Feels like we just drafted.
I know. It just flies by. But without further ado, guys, let's jump right into it. Our first game on the docket here, the Denver Broncos at the Carolina Panthers. If you guys didn't hear the news, Melvin Gordon just cut by the Broncos. They said bye-bye, went unclaimed on waivers. It pretty much leaves the door open for Latavius Murray because Chase Edmonds goes down with an injury as well. I want to say he was placed on IR, not positive.
He was.
Is so Latavius Murray
missing at least the next 4 games for him, leaving Latavius Murray and gosh darn it, not Rex Burkhead. What's the other non-namer?
Oh, Zigbo, right?
No. Oh, my Lord.
Mike Boone?
Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack. That's the guy.
He's
gonna,
there?
He's going to, yeah, he's backing up Latavius Murray now.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. But Ike, how do you feel about Latavius this week in this matchup?
He's got to be started in all formats, I feel like. He did good last week, even with Melvin Gordon and him splitting the share. So now I feel like he's going to get most of it. So I would
probably start. It wouldn't surprise me if he saw close to 20 touches all together, to be honest with you, with the passing game work as well. How about you, LaPlante?
He's going to get majority of the work here. It's just, it's not very good work. It is good volume, though. I'll give you that. The Broncos aren't very good in the red zone. And Latavius Murray, in my eyes, is a little bit boomer bust with the touchdown. He's going to get you a nice, solid, you know, 8.
He's like the only one that scores for him, though.
Well, I know, but
4 touchdowns.
That's because when they get in the red zone, they can't throw any touchdowns. they got to run the ball. But, yeah. I mean, he's going to get you a solid 8 to 10 points. And what's really, you know, if he is going to have a boom week is if he scores that touchdown for you.
Agree. And he might.
I'm intrigued to see Marlon Mack, though. I kind of want to see him play.
Yeah.
Do we?
I work him in at all.
Why not?
I mean, I don't want to see much of this offense any Sundays, so.
Yeah. Mike, jump it over. Jumping over to the Panthers, man. We've seen Devonta Foreman be really good, and then we've seen him be really bad. What's it going to look like this week?
I mean, the Panthers aren't the greatest at defending the run. Last week,
the Broncos, you mean?
Oh yeah. Well, the Broncos allowed 24.9 fantasy points, and thank you. That is what I meant last week to the Las Vegas Raiders. So I mean, it's kind of sketchy here, in my opinion. But he's another guy like Latavius Murray, going to get most of the workload. Chuba Hubbard, not very good. I know Ike was high on him a couple of years ago, and he's going to get, you know, a little bit of the volume chip into Deontay Foreman. But the thing is Deontay Foreman, if they get down, is just irrelevant.
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman, when they're in a game like possibly against the Broncos, he can have a 2-touchdown game, at least a 1-touchdown game, I think.
And, they were in a game with the Ravens last week, and he didn't do shit.
Yeah. That's true.
They were down. They were down the whole time. And the Ravens, I mean, are.
It was 3-3, like the whole game.
Yeah, it was close. I agree.
No, they had six in the second quarter. I'm pretty sure Justin Tucker hit one for them. I mean, they were down. It's not 3 points. We're, you know,
nitpicking. Either way, they weren't down by like 10 or something. So, I mean, they could have used him.
Offense. The whole offense just couldn't get going.
Maybe a tribute.
That's because you had Baker.
A tribute.
Is it Sam Darnold this weekend? Or was I hearing things?
Okay. It is.
Baker is back to scout defensive tackle.
Is that skyrocket? Or I shouldn't say skyrocket. Definitely not skyrocket. Does that bump DJ Moore up a little bit? Because we did see DJ Moore be pretty decent with Darnold at the beginning of last season. DJ Moore,
Sam Darnold is his best.
Oh, time out. Do you guys remember when Sam Darnold, like last year, was leading the league in rushing touchdowns through like the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season? Okay, time back in. We could go back into it. But yeah, that's funny. But I think DJ Moore deserves a slight tick with Darnold at quarterback.
I mean, either way, I'm still trying to find somebody who I can start over DJ Moore. But if you're desperate, yeah, you're starting him with a little bit more of an upside with Darnold instead of Baker. Mm-hmm. How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, right.
He was never mighty.
Next game, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Cleveland Browns. Hey, man, he did beat the Steelers in a playoff game.
I think the Browns did. I don't know if he did.
Miles Garrett, probably.
Come on.
Wasn't it against Mason Rudolph? No?
No, maybe. I don't think that was during the season.
I don't know. You might be out of something there. But anyways, what do you think about Rashad White this week? It sounds like Fat Lenny is doubtful, so it might be his backfield with – excuse me. I know Giovanni Bernard was activated off of IR, so maybe he gets worked in a little. Maybe he gets worked in a little bit. But what are your thoughts for Rashad White this week?
He's got to be started. He had 22 carries. It wasn't all after Fournette went down last week, but with Fournette going down, he got 22 carries for 90 plus yards, something like that. He didn't get in the end zone and he didn't get any targets, I don't think. So I'd like to see that more. But yeah, I think he should be started for sure.
He definitely should see the targets because he is a
He always has been for sure.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Then you're starting the wide receivers. I think we're comfortable starting Tom Brady in this matchup. The Browns defense isn't.
Yeah, he's finally starting to figure it out.
Yeah, they
Miles Garrett might get to him a little bit. But thank God Wirfs is on that side, I suppose.
Yep. And he gets the ball out, so.
Yeah.
Mike, jumping over to the Browns side of things, the last game with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Good game.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of – everyone knows where we stand. Kareem Hunt, no, we don't want to start him anymore. We're starting Nick Chubb. We're starting Amari Cooper. And DPJ is a solid flex play if you need to start him, but you're in no rush to put him in your starting lineup. So I'm curious your thoughts on how much this elevates when Deshaun Watson is back under center starting next week against his former team, the Houston Texans.
So you want me to talk about next week, not even this week?
Go with however you feel, man.
Well, first I'm going to talk about this week against the matchup against the Buccaneers. I'm tempering expectations with Nick Chubb, unfortunately. You're still starting him. But the Buccaneers are sort of back to their ways against the run now again because they are now top 8 in defending the run. At least last week they were. So they are back to their ways. And that was Seattle they played. So, I mean, not last week, but week 10, whatever. But last game they played. And they played Ken Walker. Good running back. They held him to, I believe it was only like 40 yards rushing. So, I'm tempering my expectations with Nick Chubb, and I do think it's another week that you could possibly get away with playing Jacoby Brissett, because just as they've turned the tides on the defense, they have turned the tides on the offense as well. Ike's happy that Tom Brady's finally happy, because that offense is, you know, kind of humming a little bit better.
It's doing all right.
Yeah, which means
the red zone is bad.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still moving the ball good, and once they get in the red zone, they'll figure it out. It's Tom Brady. I like Jacoby Brissett this week. I like the receiving options because the Buccaneers still can't stop the pass. But moving forward here, I am intrigued with DPJ and Njoku, how their values assimilate, because Njoku really got bumped up because of Brissett. Watson, yeah, he throws the tight end a little bit, but not as much as Brissett. So I think it's more of a DPJ, Amari Cooper offense, you know, yeah, rolling forward.
Been a few years. I don't really remember what Watson was known for. He did.
I do remember Jordan Akins only in the red touchdowns zone. I agree.
He didn't dump the ball off much. That is something also, I do know.
I'm just curious. Do you guys remember the name
CJ Fedorowicz?
He made him really good till he had too many concussions.
You know where CJ Fedorowicz is from, guys?
Yep, Wisconsin,
Johnsburg, Illinois. And he went to Iowa, I think.
Yeah.
Iowa has a lot of good tight ends, always.
But we digress.
Go ahead, Mike. I thought you were going to say we got a live question because we do from Albert. What's up, man? We got Geno Smith or Kyler Murray this week. Geno gets the Raiders.
Kyler is playing.
Kyler, where's the Cardinals game? Cardinals get the Chargers. Geno gets the Raiders. Cardinals against the Chargers.
I'm going
Geno Smith there because of the matchup. And I'm not going to trust Kyler's hamstring if he's not. I mean, I should trust it a little more. If he's cleared, he should be good to go. But
I'd probably go Geno. He's been a top 14 quarterback past 3 weeks at least. So
I do lean Geno here, but I am a little concerned because, it was just last week. The Raiders were pretty good at the quarterback, you know, holding Russell Wilson, but it was Russell Wilson. But, I mean, still, they're top three allowing the most quarterback points on the league on the year. So I still lean Geno Smith just slightly because he is still leading the league in completion percentage as well. I'm just afraid Ken Walker gets involved too much, which he has been, if they get up.
Ike, you and Geno as well?
Yes.
Right on. Okay, guys. Next game we got here, the Baltimore Ravens at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ike, dude, Lamar. At the beginning of the year, he looked like he had a chance to be QB1 in fantasy after probably the first 2-3 weeks. But now it's just been brutal. What are we – I know he doesn't have a ton of weapons with Rashad Bateman not being on IR. Mark Andrews is finally back healthy. It's the emergence of DeMarcus Robinson, actually, who's emerging as his top target. You think he's for real? And are you panicking on Lamar Jackson? Sorry to throw so many things at you, but you can handle
it. You should be panicking on Lamar. He's only had 3 20-plus fantasy point games, and 2 of them were 40-pointers, which let's just say those are outliers. And his last 7 games, he's only had 1 20-pointer. So, I mean, with their defense finally starting to figure out, he doesn't have to do as much. Obviously, the addition of Roquan has helped a lot. So you should definitely be tempering expectations on Lamar for the rest of the year, I feel like. And DeMarcus Robinson, you probably shouldn't start him unless you're in a deep league.
Yeah, I tend to agree still.
It's the only time he's seen more than 6 targets, and it was his best career game, and you can never trust any receiver in the Ravens. Only guy you can is Andrews, so.
We thought we could depend on Devin Duvernay, and that definitely
right.
That ship has sailed as well. Mike, jumping over to the Jack.
To set the record straight, I never said you could depend on Devin Duvernay, but go on.
With the Jaguars here, Daryl Henderson also got released this week.
I know he's weird. The one that surprised me that got picked up and off of waivers, but Melvin didn't. But go on.
The Rams give him a whole Happy Thanksgiving treat, and he gets picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm curious, it might not be this week, Mike, okay, with him just getting claimed on Tuesday or whatever, but I'm curious your thoughts on if this takes away any of ETN's upside for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Not the passing game upside, because I don't think he'll eat too much in the passing game upside for the most part, as long as Etienne can catch the ball. But it's the red zone work. Because at least,
I agree.
For the Rams, he was leading the team in red zone attempts. I mean, it wasn't by much. It was only one compared to Cam Akers. He had 10 compared to Cam Akers 9, but he was the clear red zone back guy. So I think Etienne being the smaller back, Henderson, I mean, he's kind of the same size, but just a different play style. I think he eats into the red zone.
He plays harder. Etienne.
Yeah, he runs harder. But it's still ETN's backfield. It's just I'm worried here that he is going to get vultured a lot.
Yeah,
that's my only thing.
I think he'll still see 20 touches a game like he has.
Yeah. As long as they're not down. Like for some reason, when they're down, they don't give him that 20 touches. It's more like 15.
They've been working in. Who's their pass catcher? Is that a Gumbawale? That's Hasty, who's their third down back.
Yeah, Hasty.
He gets worked in too when they're down. So yeah, I get that. Then you're starting Christian Kirk, you know, Evan Ingram's kind of a streamer tight end. Do you like him in this matchup, Mike, or not? Just real quick.
No, I don't.
Fair enough. Next game here, we got the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins. Ike, another talk about a guy losing his job, Davis Mills, bench for Kyle Allen.
At least for this week.
For this week. Is there better things to come with this offense? With Kyle Allen?
No, okay. There isn't. It might be worse. It probably will be worse, to be honest. At least Davis Mills had, like, pedigree in, like, college. Like, he was a former 5-star recruit. Who the hell is this guy? Nah.
You can... Yeah, Kyle Allen was the guy who made a living for those 5 or 6 games 2 years ago, just checking the ball down to Christian McCaffrey.
NFL, you have no idea. You never know that maybe Kyle Allen will have the game in his life, but I would not count on it. I would be playing the Dolphins defense against them in any place you can. So, yeah, I don't trust Kyle Allen or anybody.
I think the only guy you're really starting is Damian Pierce, and you're not feeling super comfortable with that.
No, they're going to stack the box on him.
Yeah, Miami does struggle against the run. I remember earlier this year, the Bears kind of tore him up on the ground. So maybe Pierce gets some work on the ground. But yeah, he struggled last week. So we'll see.
I would stay away from all Houston.
Yeah. Mike, the next question I got for you, with Mostert being listed as doubtful, is Jeff Wilson, I mean, sky's the limit for Jeff Wilson this week, right?
He lagged.
He's froze. Ike.
He should be, though. Yes, he should have a good day. But wasn't it last week whoever played the Texans, the dude struggled on the ground?
Who did they play? They played Washington, right? I think Antonio Gibson and Robinson kind of split it a little bit.
Was it Washington? I can't remember. I just remember they didn't do like what they thought they would.
Yeah, I think Jeff is he. Do you have him ranked as a top 12 back with the Mostert news? It's got to be pretty close, right?
I have not moved him up after the Mostert news. I still have to finalize that, but he should be near the 12 to 16 range.
Sure. Yeah, it's he's gonna be the chalkiest of chalk play on the DFS slate,
which scares me because that just means that he could easily fail,
completely let down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you're back, it looks like.
Yeah. But I heard everything you guys said. Yeah. I think personally Jeff Wilson is a top 12 running back against Houston, but that's just me.
The wide receivers, Tua, you're starting them. And Gesicki, he's borderline. Another guy, touchdown dependent. Maybe he catches a touchdown against this bad Texas defense, but... next game, we got the Chicago Bears at the Mike White, New York. Mike White led New York Jets.
Jeez, there you go.
Against the possible Trevor Siemian led Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. This game could be a 13-6 affair or something. But like, how do you feel about Monty in this tough matchup?
He's going to get all the work, or then a few passing downs for Tristan Ebner here and there. So if you love volume like Michael Plant and a lot of people, this is goldmine for him. It's literally his backfield, and that's it. Especially if Fields is out, they're going to give him 15, 20 rushes, 5 to 10 catches or targets, whatever.
Yeah, Simeon's just going to keep checking the damn
ball. Yeah.
Stuff. I can't wait to see the design runs being kept in the playbook for Trevor Siemian.
Watch him drop 150 rush yards. Dude just hell booking it.
Hell yeah. Mike, I'm giving you an open question, man. Mike White, now what?
It's a slight uptick for the offense. It's not Joe Flacco though, like we all wanted.
And yeah, why? Why isn't it Joe Flacco? Do you know? Do you ask Salah or no?
No, I do not have his personal number, unfortunately. Maybe I can DM him on Twitter and he'll respond.
Yeah, I thought maybe you got invited to a Zoom meeting or something this week.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Okay.
But I mean, they know what they have in Flacco. My thought here is, and they want to know what they have in Mike White. Maybe this is a little bit of a, I wouldn't say insult, but a, you know, stick it to Zach Wilson moment here. Like, hey man, you're not taking accountability. We're going to give it to somebody that we know last year took accountability. And you know what? He actually won a game for us last year. So I mean,
Zach won 5. So. I mean,
yeah, did he or did the defense? Because those games,
I'm not defending Zach Wilson at all. I think he's, I know, it's, and it's better for fantasy with those guys, but he was 5-2.
Yeah,
but winning is not always a QB stat, and you know that for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean,
it's kind of wild to me though that like they say the most important stat is wins, and these guys are leading their teams to wins, but like when they get the first opportunity, it's like they're gone.
No, it's.
I think it's the lack of leadership that locker room needs to have on the offensive side.
That is fair. I agree with that. Yes.
You can't say that after the game.
You know as well as I do, it takes a team to win. All right. To get wins, you need a team to win. It's not just one person that's going to win you the game, it's one person that gives you the best chance to win a game. All right. But the thing about wins is it's not a great QB stat because, like I said, you look at Jimmy Garoppolo and you compare him to Zach Wilson. And, yes, they're both winning quarterbacks, but you look at Jimmy G, and he averages about 200 yards per win. You look at Zach Wilson, he probably averages maybe 150 at that passing yards per game per win. Like, there's a difference in those wins compared to even those two quarterbacks.
I mean, if he was a running back, I'd be okay with him doing 150. Sure, why not run for 100? But he can't run
like a Lamar Jackson
either, so.
Or a Justin Fields.
Yeah,
it makes more sense, but he's not that. This is definitely an accountability thing.
Yeah, and they said on Good Morning Football this morning, they said that he's not even going to dress. It's Flacco at the 2.
Yeah, he's good, the third stringer.
So. Yeah, he's not even going to be active. Good. See how if he's a good cheerleader on the sideline this weekend, or if he's going to be Mr. Pouty Pants. Next game here, we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. Joe Mixon rolled out with the concussion. Ike, Samaje Perine to the moon, or what are you thinking here? This a lot of
To the moon, but he should be started. Don't expect 3 touchdowns or what, 4, whatever, 3, whatever it was. I would not expect that.
Not a great matchup for him here. You beat Tennessee up with the passing game and down the field work. Their front seven's a little bit tougher.
He's going to get a lot of targets, man. He has always been the receiving back, even with Mixon there for some reason. He got targets, so I would start him with full confidence.
Yeah, he should have seen double-digit touches. I definitely
another chalk play in DFS, by the way.
There. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Jumping over the Tennessee Titans, Mike. Treylon Burks is back, and he's looking pretty nice. He intrigue you this week and rest of the season?
It intrigues me rest of the season. This week, though, I'm tempering expectations. Cincinnati's defense has actually probably been the most consistent part of their team all year. The offense is just, you know, kind of all over the place, but that defense has been pretty solid all year round. Last week, they were top 10 in – allowing the least amount of points to fantasy wide receivers. So I do like him rest of the season. Like I said, they got a softer matchup for fantasy playoffs, but this week, temper your expectations. He might not get that 100-yard week.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% there. It's Derrick Henry in this offense and more Derrick Henry and some more Derrick Henry. So,
no, Dontrell Hilliard. For some reason, they love using him in the red zone. So I think he's a possible flex in this matchup just because of that.
Deeper league, yeah.
This is probably the best NFL game on paper, to be honest with you, this weekend. This is a rematch of the AFC Championship game last year, right? Or is it the divisional game?
Divisional.
Divisional game. You're right. It is the Chiefs-Bengals in the championship.
Yeah.
But it's a rematch of the divisional. So is it?
Oh, I'm sure Tennessee's going to come out mad. Derrick Henry wasn't 100% then, so I'm sure he's got something to say.
Yeah, no doubt.
Maybe he gets another passing touchdown.
That was nice, man. Nice little pop pass.
Throws it better than Lenny.
Play design, and they give him
Throws it better than Lenny.
They trust him to be able to do that stuff and make that decision. It's pretty sweet. Next game, we got the Atlanta Falcons at the Washington Commanders tonight. What are we going to do here with this backfield, man? Is it Algier or CPAT?
It's never Algier, by the way, just so you know.
He looks decent, though.
Although, he scored 7 fantasy points last week, and here's the running back 31. That just goes to show how bad running backs are, by the way. Running back 31 was 7 points. It's fucked up. Yeah. But he scored 1 touchdown on the year. He's not involved in the receiving game. It's never Algier, by the way, so don't ever think about starting him, even if you're in a 12-teamer. 14, sure, maybe.
Fire. Yeah. CPAT, you feel any more comfortable about that or no?
Not really.
Your fantasy week was literally saved by a touchdown from him on a kick return.
It also sucks that he doesn't get any of the receiving work either, which brings down his value tremendously. So he's flex at best if you're hurting bad.
I'm curious, man. Say what you want about how bad Kyle Pitts was, but he was still at times getting the targets. And I'm pretty sure he's the target leader on this offense. Where do those targets go? Are we going to finally see Drake London be able to put up consistent wide receiver numbers week in and week out, or is the quarterback play just too inconsistent?
I think he'll just spread it around like he did the few times before Kyle Pitts started getting his targets. Like, you'll see Olamide Zucchini get some plays. London probably will be the red zone target now, so you'll have to hope on the touchdown or bust type of thing. So flex at best, if that. Deeper leagues, you probably have to start him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
They are playing Washington, whose defense has been playing really good. They played the Eagles very well. I don't know who they played the week before, but
Houston. I think they played the Texans last week. Yeah.
Well, anyone plays good against them, so
right on.
Except the Colts over the title.
Jumping over the Commanders, and they're playing good. They're rejuvenated with Taylor Heinicke, man, doing his fist pump after rushing touchdowns and stuff.
An offsides on the defense where he got a first down and he fist pumped, right?
No, it was when he got the when he went down, he took the knee and got hit for the unnecessary rough.
Oh yeah, draw the
something money. I would do for sure.
Brian Robinson or Antonio Gibson this week?
Antonio Gibson, and it's Antonio Gibson for the rest of the year, man.
Yeah.
last week was an homage to it because of the snap percentage. We thought it was going to go kind of flip flop, but Gibson's getting majority of it, 67.6% last week, and this was a game they were up the whole time. I mean, the whole thing was Antonio Gibson. You know, if they're down, obviously he's going to get involved with the passing work. It's not Brian Robinson. But when they were up the whole time against Houston, it was not even Robinson. It was Gibson. They trusted Gibson over Robinson for some reason. So, I mean, and the weird thing here is Gibson's even taking kickoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're using him basically everywhere. He's their, you know, he's their, what's it called? Their switchblade, their utility knife. He's just, you know, whatever. He's just versatile as hell, but it's not Brian Robinson. I hate to say it. He's a bench player. You know, he's a desperation play if you need to. But
Gibson goes down.
I don't know if he skyrockets because there's no passing volume there.
He does it because, but I'm assuming he gets 20 carries for about 60 yards and a touchdown.
Yep, 62 yards for sure.
Yeah, he'd be the red zone back.
Yeah, Kyle, but Kyle said agreed with LaPlante that it was after the late hit when he was fist bumping. We got a question. Full PPR, need an RB and a flex. P. Ryan, Paris Campbell, and Latavius Murray.
I'm going P. Ryan.
He needs two.
Oh, then P. Ryan and Latavius easily.
I think it's the running backs as well. I do like Paris easily. Campbell, and he was my start receiver in my article this week. But I think I do slightly lean the running backs here. Latavius for sure, and then P. Ryan slightly over Paris Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a little bit better, a little bit more of an upgrade over Paris Campbell, I'd probably be going him over one of the running backs. But it's the two RBs in this situation, P. Ryan and Latavius.
Next game, we got the Los Angeles Chargers at the Arizona Cardinals. Ike, I didn't see, is Mike Williams going to be available this weekend? He's out. Okay.
Right. So is Duffel out, one of those.
Yeah.
Mike, can you check? Okay, he is. So is Josh Palmer, is he just going to be a thing rest of the season? We saw him blow up last week. He's the guy. He could do him and Keenan Allen against those two this week moving forward.
I mean, now that Keenan Allen's back, he should draw most of the coverage away, and that should help Palmer, which it did last week. It led him to, running or wide receiver three or whatever. He's actually been pretty good.
Touchdown, stop that.
Yeah, it was nice to see Keenan Allen be fine too. Like, he was 6 for 95 or something, wasn't he? So it's good.
And it kind of hurt Austin Eckler that Keenan Allen came back, unfortunately. But anyways, they're all going to be fine. They all should be started. Even Palmer, Gerald Everett, maybe not because he's still hurt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about Palmer. He's been good with them out. Little inconsistent, but should open up for him. He's definitely a deep threat.
Mike, are you feeling a little better about Justin Herbert now? Yeah, I think you gotta be feeling a little better. He's just definitely a safety blanket for sure. Like, he's definitely more comfortable with him in the game.
It's the fact you also don't have Gerald Everett possibly as well. He is also questionable. He was out last game. Like, he just hasn't had the skill players. Yeah, he's going to get Keenan Allen this week. He's got Josh Palmer. This schedule lightens up a little bit more for him in the playoffs, so hopefully he can explode there. But it is not great having Mike Williams because he hasn't been throwing the ball downfield. He's just been dinking and dunking all year, and that's what made him so fantasy relevant is the downfield throws. And having Mike Williams is going to increase the downfield throws.
Yeah, agreed. Mike, jumping over to the Cardinals. Just a mess right now. Just an absolute mess. You're still starting James Conner. Kyler is a borderline quarterback one. You're starting him in most cases. Hollywood Brown supposed to be back this week. Kingsbury said it sounds pretty good. Rondell Moore, not looking good, correct?
Correct.
What do you expect from Hollywood this week, Mike, with coming back from injury?
Don't do anything.
I mean, I won't do anything, but it is a snap count. It is going to be a snap count. That's the biggest thing.
Right on.
Can you hear
me? Are you still? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's going to be Hopkins, and more Hopkins, along with James Conner, probably.
And then a little bit of Conner.
Maybe mix in some Dortch. You know,
the Deutschman, yes, dude.
And the Chargers defense banged up. They're not playing well either. So maybe Arizona offense gets on track this week. I doubt it. But yeah, it's Hopkins all day. If you have to start Marquise Brown, I get it, but it's I would temper expectations.
You might be out.
I'd rather start Greg Dortch over Brown.
You'd
just
start
because
Dortch,
you know, he's going to be on the field more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though Dortch is a little banged up as well.
Yeah. It's that time of year for sure. Next game, we got the Las Vegas Raiders at the Seattle Seahawks. Is there anyone you're starting here besides Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs in this matchup? I mean, Derek
Carr,
not even.
It's worth saying that Josh Jacobs is questionable with a calf. Pretty sure I got that from Bleacher Report.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't play, it's probably going to be Davante Adams seeing 20 targets. So obviously,
Zamir White, man, let's go. We're gonna.
No, it's probably Amir Abdullah or Brandon Bolden you'd want to play instead, if you have to. But
yeah.
Foster Moreau, thanks to the tight ends being brutal, you can probably play him.
Hit four damn points last week at PPR formats.
2 weeks ago, he caught a touchdown though.
He did. He did. Maybe he bounces back against Seattle defense. Who's playing? Play better.
Kate Allen played well against Seattle, so.
He did. Let's see it. I hope. I'm starting my row in the one league I lost Kyle Pitts, so let's go. The Seahawks, Mike. We like everyone in this matchup, right? I guess it's bad Raiders defense. I know they played a little better last week. We discussed that a little bit earlier, but it was Denver's offense, man. They've been bad all season. Seattle's offense been good.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't think this whole offense is going to explode. But I do like Ken Walker. I like DK. I like Tyler Lockett, I like Geno.
Yep.
I just don't want to play any tight end on this roster. That's the only thing. As bad as the tight end landscape is, it's even worse trying to choose a tight end from this team to play.
I think it's a Ken Walker week. I think he's going to murder it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Ken Walker and
Geno. I think it's a DK week.
It could be Tyler Lockett getting another deep touchdown again.
I agree, Mike, that it'd be hard for everybody to be good, but yeah, I think it's going to be Ken Walker. He might be the DFS play this week for me from that game. The next game, we got the Los Angeles Rams at the Kansas City Chiefs, guys. Remember, they were talking about this on Good Morning Football, too. The last time these two teams met up was like the 55-52 game. You guys remember that? Think about how many points the Rams are going to score this weekend with Bryce Perkins as their starter. What does this backfield look like with?
I mean, it might be better than Wolford. It might be better.
It might be.
Well, I'm assuming we finally get to see Cam Akers get the full workload or most of it. Even then, still not starting him. He looks brutal, inefficient as all hell. Kyren Williams, if they're down, should get most of the receiving work, and he actually looks more explosive than Cam Akers, which is weird. But either way, you're still not starting either one. Deep leagues, Cam, sure, I guess.
Are you guys still rolling with Higbee? Or are you not this?
He led the team in targets last week, by the way, Don.
He did?
Yeah,
yeah, he did.
Weird.
Al Robinson caught the touchdown, right?
He did.
Yeah, that was the only thing keeping it relevant, but yes.
Right on. What's the next
one? We have two questions, by the way.
I do. We'll pull it up after this one. We got McKinnon or Pacheco this week, Mike?
That's easy as...
I mean, it's obviously Pacheco. Another question is...
I was going to say, it's still not good. Like, don't act like it's nice.
Your better question should be, is Pacheco worth starting? Because McKinnon, you're not starting in any... No.
I mean, yeah, you are.
Why not the Chiefs could be down?
Yeah, you shouldn't have started McKinnon this week with nobody on bye weeks. I agree. Yes.
That's the thing with bye weeks and whatnot. Chiefs are come on. Let's be honest. Chiefs are not going to be down very much. But if they're in games, they're still going to be using McKinnon. Mm-hmm. Now, is this one of those games they're going to be in? No. So I'm sitting McKinnon this week.
But guys, do we know who the red zone guy is yet or no?
Pacheco.
You think it is Pacheco?
He actually looks good matters. Running the ball.
Because CEH got put on IR too, right? I did see that, right?
He did. Not that he would be.
That's the thing, man. I feel like they trust McKinnon. Say what you want about him. And Pacheco, I think, is the better player.
Has McKinnon even scored, though?
Yeah.
Recently?
You want to check tape?
I don't, because I don't care about McKinnon. And I wouldn't start him in any league.
I think Mike's pulling something up. You got data here or something?
Last week is a little bit different because that was the week where Pacheco fumbled. So it makes sense for this one. But McKinnon got the two red zone attempts compared to Pacheco's one. But like I said, I think that fumble played a little bit. Actually did. But for some reason, like they said, there is a little bit of a more trust factor there with McKinnon, but Isaiah is still being worked in there. So I think this is just another one of those games where he gets to that trust, that leap of faith from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Fair enough. We got our first question here. We got Taylor Heinicke or Matt Ryan this week? We got Matt Ryan against Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football and Taylor Heinicke against the Atlanta Falcons. Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke. Easy.
I don't know if that's easy, man. I kind of lean Matt Ryan on that because Pittsburgh's actually better at well, not better, but worse at defending against the QB. Atlanta's really good at allowing points against the wide receiver. But that was with a good quarterback because they have played a lot of good quarterbacks. So I actually lean Matt Ryan in this case because Heinicke, I mean, if they get up, man, they don't need him. They're going to run the ball. We've seen this. They want to run the ball when they get up. They did it against the Eagles. They did it against Houston. I mean, they didn't do it with Brian Robinson, unfortunately. But they want to run the ball when they get up, and I think they're
going
to –
I just think Washington has a better chance again to Matt Ryan than Washington – or than – Indianapolis does.
Pittsburgh has a better chance to get Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I meant.
TJ Watt. Make havoc. Yeah,
Minka Fitzpatrick's still out, though. I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that. So, I mean,
possible. I thought he was back last week. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, though, either. We got another question. I like this one, man. This is interesting. Is Ohio State the new wide receiver U with Olave and Wilson performing great as rookies? McLaurin, Samuel, Campbell, Mike Thomas, and Smith. I'm not going to try. Thank you. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. coming in the next couple of years. I think he's on to something, right, guys? Yeah.
I mean, it's between them and LSU with Jefferson, Chase.
I mean, Terrence Marshall, too, right? I know he's
the only one you got coming from there. Booty.
LSU has not been great this year. It's looking like
definitely the shit for sure.
I'm high on Marvin Harrison. Whoever gets him is getting stunned.
He needs to be the exception of the rule that he can come out as a sophomore. Just him. Just let him come. He's ready to be a professional athlete. You know,
well, just because the
remember Bears what have a top pick. Does anybody know who the only other player that starts saying that about that the exception should be lifted?
Who?
You're gonna laugh. Leonard Fournette. LSU, they were calling when he was a sophomore that he should be allowed to go to NFL because he was destroying people.
Yeah, I do remember. He was the greatest thing since sliced bread when he was at LSU. I do remember.
Maurice Claret, yes.
Yeah, I love that name. Yes, yes. Name drop. Next game, guys, we got the New Orleans Saints at the San Francisco 49ers. Ike, not a good matchup for Kamara. Are you worried about him this week?
Yeah. He's not getting – for one, I don't know what happened to him rushing the ball ever since like a few years ago because his yards per carry is dropping every year and every year. His touchdowns keep dropping every year. And now that Drew Brees isn't there, his targets are dropping every year, even though he's starting to get some finally. But – he's gone from a perennial top five running back to, for me, running back 14 or 15.
I think he's just getting worn down. I think he's just getting worn down, man. Kind of like where you're.
He's been used a lot.
He's been used a lot. He's got a lot of shit. He's got a lot of shit going on in his personal life.
It's true.
With the offense and stuff. And this offense is just not good. You know, it's unfortunate. And we thought that he was going to be. Stay really good with Dalton and staying at quarterback. Dalton, check down king, but it's just like you said, it's not definitely not great. Mike, jumping over to the 49ers, we kind of saw everybody in this offense be relevant last week, except for the exception of really Elijah Mitchell. But even here, I think he had 7 or 8 points. Can we count on that happening again or not so much?
I mean, it's not going to happen every week. This week is not going to be happening either. But last week was nice because you played Arizona. Arizona allows points to everybody, guys. Tight ends, wide receivers, running backs.
You have some points.
I know. It's like being on the Oprah show. Everybody gets points.
Kyle said LSU had ODB.
That's the one I was forgetting. Thank you, Kyle. Why didn't you have that?
I forget that.
How did you forget that?
Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
I was more worried about talking about
Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry as well. Oh man, there's another one I'm forgetting too. I remember looking this up in the off season. That's why I just can't remember the one. But the odd man out this week is probably going to be Kittle. It's usually, I mean, I do like the tight end matchup this week. It's just like you said, not everybody can be relevant. Everybody that's going to be relevant is going to be getting rushes. That's how this offense works.
Mm-hmm.
Kittle doesn't get rushing attempts. That's just the reason why. So I think Debo Samuel, C-Mac. I mean, Ayuk, the only reason he was relevant because he had the touchdowns. Because you take those touchdowns.
Yeah, because he's a route running god in the red zone.
Yeah. He's good, man. So, there ain't no doubt about that.
He's got his signature route. It's that zig route you do in Madden all the time. Just he does it so perfect at the red zone that the dude is just like, whoa, just dusted.
Jimmy G's on point with the throw. So, I mean, I think it's Kittle, and I think he just becomes a little bit – I think he's touchdown dependent this week. He can still obviously get the touchdown, but he's not going to get what he had last week.
Yeah. Agreed.
I agree as well. It's nice to see Debo finally bounce back.
And wake up. Back,
yeah, with C-Mac there as well.
You just got to hope that Hammy stays at bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. Because he was on the injury report again. So just something to keep an eye on. Jumping into Sunday Night Football, we got the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Christian Watson, talk about a route running god, apparently, like in the red zone.
What do you mean? He does go straight.
Sorry, in the red zone, I mean.
That's not true.
Route running god.
He got some crossing route touchdowns, too.
He just, yeah, I mean, that was kind of just him out running the guy, yeah. But what do you think about him in this matchup against the Eagles? Tough.
Hope for a touchdown. That's all it's been saving him. He's not getting a crazy amount of targets. For some reason, Randall Cobb got more targets than him last week. So,
you know, he's going to drop a ball at least one.
I don't see him keeping up the one or two touchdowns every week. So he's a flex out, risky flex option at best. If you're in a 12-team league, you can probably start him. I would feel okay with that, I guess.
Yeah, I think – I mean, he's borderline startable in 10 teams.
They might put Darius Slay on him, though.
This man, they also play a lot of zone, too. But even if it's Bradbury, man, it's not much better. You know,
to beat the Eagles, you need play in the slot area. That's probably better for Cobb, so.
Yeah.
No, to beat the Eagles, you got to be able to run the ball. And
especially with Jordan Davis out now and all that.
But they got Ndamukong Suh. They got who's the other one? Another
Linval Joseph, right?
Thank you, Linval. He was the one that played for the Vikings. So I mean, they made some key plays last week. So maybe you can't run the ball as much on him anymore.
Maybe.
But jumping over to the Eagles' offense, man, they're starting to struggle a little bit. Mike, are we starting to worry about them for fantasy purposes?
I mean, we knew this offense ran through Jalen Hurts, and if Jalen Hurts struggles, I mean, the offense is going to struggle. My main concern here is what really is hurting them is the Dallas Goedert injury. They don't have the guy that can, you know, patrol the middle of the field like Goedert was doing for him. And Jalen Hurts is forced to push it either down deep to A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, or he's got to check it down to Kenny Gainwell and Scott. Miles for some reason. No, Miles Sanders, but it does you know, fear me and make me fearful for this offense moving forward. But and they still have a great schedule.
Yeah, agreed. We do got a couple questions, guys. Let's hit them real quick. We got pick just one: Higgins, Ayuk, or Kirk. Higgins.
Yeah.
Definitely Higgins. Kirk plays Ravens. That might be tough for him.
Yeah, it's Higgins for me.
And then he's still going to get volume. But it's
Am Higgins. I safe for starting Jeff Wilson and Gibson or Jeff Wilson and Kamara? Ooh.
Wilson and Kamara still.
Ooh. I don't want to answer it that quick.
I don't know.
I do.
Yes, this week. This week, Atlanta's better on the against the run than they are against the pass. They're young, they're athletic, they fly around. They're not great in pass coverage, though. So this week it's Kamara and Jeff Wilson. But I think moving forward, that is a great question or a great problem to have.
Mm-hmm. Montgomery or Mostert? Mostert's doubtful, Dino, so just go Montgomery there. Yep.
Yeah.
We got one more. Yo, Devonta Smith or ETN this week at flex? Let's go ETN. Ooh.
Yep.
It's ETN, but you are skeptical with the Daryl Henderson signing.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect too much this week. And maybe just in the moving run zone, they run halfback dive. But yeah, you're still starting. Yeah, you're going ETN. Just safe.
Yeah, typically you're going with the running back over the wide receiver and flex there.
And then we got Monday Night Football, guys. Last game. Ugh. This is probably what I'm going to skip, to be honest with you, unless I have fantasy implications. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Indianapolis Colts. Ike, I'm going to ask you this question every week until George Pickens is ranked higher than Deontay Johnson. Who do you have rest of season, George Pickens or Deontay Johnson? And why is the answer George fucking Pickens?
Do you want rest the season or just
I want it all. Week, I want it all. Give it to
well,
me.
I would say Deontay Johnson because he's usually been like the target guy, just hasn't been scoring, but he's gotten back-to-back weeks of five targets, which is a little worrisome. And Pickens seems to have the connection with little man, little hands, Kenny Pickett. So it's if it's not this week, it's probably next week. If it happens again, Pickens is going to supplant him as the number one guy there, it looks like.
Yeah, Deontay
Johnson. Which is kind of bonkers to say. Man.
Nah, Elijah, man, it wasn't a stupid question. Never a stupid question. We're here.
No, never a stupid question. Just stupid answers by us sometimes.
Yep. Agreed. But it's George Pickens.
man, I...
Let's see. Come on, give it to me. I'm trying to get you guys to give me some.
You got to follow the money. And Deontay Johnson got paid. He paid. Yeah, he got paid this offseason.
He did get an extension. You're right.
So, and that's the reason why they also traded Claypool is because of Pickens. So it's nice to have this situation. You know, Ike does bring a point up where he's not the target monster he was Ben Roethlisberger, but they're not throwing it as much. So
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really want to start either of them.
Boomer bust both of them.
Yeah. I don't really like anybody from that offense, like except for Pat, because tight ends are so bad.
Yeah, and he gets targeted too. They're better targets. They're in the middle of the field, easy for, and you know, closer to the line of scrimmage for Pickens to hit and stuff, man. But I like Pickens. I like Firebase.
QBs, rookie QBs just never produce wide receiver ones. It just doesn't happen. So I mean, I'm not surprised that Deontay's struggling, but at the same time, you got to follow the volume and probability states that the volume is going to work out for him, but if the volume isn't at double digits, it's not going to work out for him.
Yeah, it was fake volume anyways. What is your take on Paris Campbell, man, in this Colts offense in this matchup? He might see Minka Fitzpatrick, maybe.
I mean,
in the slot.
That's a good matchup. I mean, like I said, Pittsburgh are top 10 at allowing the most wide receiver points, but I mean, in the question we had earlier with the two running backs between Campbell, I'm still leaning the running back over it just because you're safer getting a guy that has a chance of scoring within five yards. I mean, Paris Campbell doesn't have any guaranteed touches coming his way. Jonathan Taylor could go off and Paris Campbell could be irrelevant. Yeah. So it's a great matchup if you're desperate. I mean, here's the thing. This week, it sucks because if you're not really desperate, there's no bye weeks. Right. So you probably got a better option than Paris Campbell. Yeah, probably got a better option than Paris Campbell. But if, you know, got a Cooper Kupp injury that you've been dealing with, yeah, I think you can get away with Paris Campbell. But, I mean, don't expect a 100-yard week.
Agreed. One more question, guys, to close out the show. I'm so close to sitting AJ Brown and playing Juju. Here's something that may sound crazier. I'm debating traded Chubb for Kamara because of scheduling the rest of the season.
Where the hell did you get Kamara?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't read. I'm struggling, and I said it earlier, 20 minutes ago.
Struggling reading. I get it. Yeah. I've been there.
I'm sorry. All right.
I passed him the struggling reading part.
You passed him your illiteracy.
Please still hit the like button, even though I suck.
He saw K. He's like, it's Kamara. I don't care about the rest.
And I knew it was Kenneth Walker because I looked at the question before I even talked about it. I'm just stupid tonight, man. It's really all it is to it.
Yeah.
But I'm not starting Juju over AJ Brown. I'm not going to do that.
Never would do that.
But I don't think you're crazy, man, for the Chubb and Kenneth Walker thing, to be honest. No. If you have the balls to do it, if you're going to stick your nuts out on the table like that and do it, I get it. I personally, I don't know that my nuts are that big. I might just stick with Chubb. What do you guys think?
I'm sticking with Chubb.
I'm getting a secondary piece with it if I'm giving up Chubb. That's the thing. I'm not trading single for single. I mean, because it's so hard to
Chubb is possibly the best running back in football.
Yeah, not fantasy wise, but I was kind of thinking that as well. But Kenneth Walker's good too. That's the thing.
Yes. But and both of them don't get receiving work.
I know.
Yep. So just who gets more touches, and I think Chubb usually does.
And this offense theoretically should be better with Deshaun back.
And who's going to get more?
Bingo.
Go ahead, Mike.
Chubb will have more red zone touches.
Deshaun coming back.
They'll get in the red zone more with him.
Deshaun being back.
Stack boxes won't be as much. So, yeah, I keep Chubb.
Agreed. Guys, but that wraps it up. We are under an hour tonight. Nice, efficient show. But before we leave, guys, please.
I mean, it does help that we had three games on Thursday.
We did. Yeah. Please smash that like button. Please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. We appreciate it. Head on over to fantasysixpack.net/plans and get on in on those memberships. Come into the Discord. Talk fantasy football all day, every day as we head into fantasy football playoffs, guys. Go check out our articles at fantasysixpack.net that Ike and myself do. The plant just kind of hangs out, does some podcast stuff. With Joe, the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. Go on
to post
head over
Twitter.
While you're on the YouTube channel. Go over and check out the Fantasy Six Pack Hour that was on Thursday. Mike, what'd they talk about?
Oh, we talked about stock up, stock down for certain players. Like, give you a little sneak peek. Donovan Peoples Jones was in there. Lamar Jackson was in there. We talked about him going down. So, I mean, if you're curious about those schedules going into playoffs, we talked about them.
Right on. All right, guys, we're out of here. For Mike and Ike, I'm Dylan. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace out, guys.